empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in San Diego, California, writes in an email, which she sent to getwellradio.com. She says, what is a good food source for vitamin D? I've always been told to drink milk for vitamin D, and it helps fight against osteoporosis. Well, that is true, that vitamin D does play a huge role in preventing osteoporosis and helping the body fight against that. And really, when it comes down to foods, goat's milk yogurt is a great way to go. And even raw goat's milk, raw cow's milk too, you can get some good vitamin D, calcium, and those sorts of things. But really, the dark leafy green vegetables are a better bet. You can get very good amounts out of there. Cod liver oil has plenty of vitamin D in it as well. And then also, don't forget that vitamin D in a supplemental form, really, if you're deficient, is the best way to go. So if you go to your doctor, everybody says sunlight is so important, and it is. But I can tell you that after years and years of colleagues of mine and myself running blood tests on even construction workers, guys are out in the sun all day long, you have to be, the large surfaces of your body would have to be exposed. And so you'd have to be working not with a tank top on, but even completely bare skin. So the more surface area that would catch some of the sun rays would make the biggest difference. But you see construction workers that are 8 hours a day in the sun that are low in vitamin D. So it does make a big difference with some people. They have absorption issues with vitamin D, and the sunlight typically cannot be enough if you have a deficiency. And sometimes, which is why now most physicians are writing prescriptions for vitamin D3, because people need it. They need to supplement it, larger doses, kind of fill up the gas tanks a little bit, and then once you fill the gas tank up, you can top it off from that point. So there's several ways to do it. So if you're deficient, you've gone to your physician, had the blood test done, look at supplementation. It's a much better way to go. Now, then once you get it to a certain point, sunlight, healthy food choices, and all that can maintain it. But it's getting there first. That is the challenge. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to kick off now at the phone lines with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Dr. Ace. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well, hon. How can I help?
Well, I have this problem in my head. I have this fungus in my head. I've been doctored it for 3 years or over, and I can't seem to get rid of it. I'm on Lamisil right now and taking a lot of creams to put on the places in my head, which at the beginning it was just, in one place, and over the years it's got all over my head. So it's hard to put these creams all over my head. And besides, I think they was giving me a terrible headache, 24 hours.
So you've been to your doctors, and they've just given you creams and that sort of thing, and really nothing has been able to help?
Nothing. It goes away, then it comes right back. Goes away, then it comes back. I've been doctoring for over 3 years, and I had now on Lamisil. But I don't remember all the other medicines that I was on before. And these creams, they give me a headache.
Right.
So I quit taking them, and so my headaches has went away, but they do come occasionally, mostly at nighttime. But before I took off the cream, I would have it 24 hours a day, all day, all night, went to bed with it, got up with it. And so I was just wondering if you knew something that could help it. And is that very strange? Places, it was real red and red bumps and all like that. then it got sort of like, you know, the baby gets, when their little babies get this cropped in their head. It's like crusty-like scabs.
Sure.
But I started using baby oil. And it went away with baby oil. But if I could have used baby oil, it comes back, as I said, it's safe.
Well, have you done anything internally? So you've worked with these doctors. Have you changed anything with your diet? Have you worked on anything as far as different foods, supplementation?
Oh, I've been changing.
Okay. Well, it sounds like if you're already getting started with a diet and all that and you're doing well, you know, exercise is the key too. So if, you know, being 80, which you're still, you know, really young, getting ready to kind of get on a steady pace, even if it's walking, whatever it might be, for you, especially dealing with arthritis and keeping the body moving, is going to be really important. As far as a fungal or eczema or psoriasis or whatever it might be in your scalp that's so frustrating, there's a couple of things you can look into. Now, skin conditions, there's several things. Probiotics deal with the bacteria in the digestive tract, and you can get that from your food. You can get it from fermented vegetables, and you can get it from goat's milk yogurt, like you just talked about. It can be... and from several things, but it's about building the bacteria back up. A lot of times, one of the keys when you've got issues going on with your skin is the bacteria or the bacterial flora is not that great in the gut. When you get that restabilized or balanced and back in more of homeostasis, as you call it, being balanced, when you get it back to that spot, get all the good bacteria built back up, many times skin conditions can resolve. And so that's one thing you want to think about. Now, another piece is that there could be an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. When omega-3 fats are low, and you may think, well, I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day. Well, some people, depending on stress levels, depending on how your body absorbs it, depending on a lot of factors, may need more omega-3s because you could be very deficient and the body could just need more. And so that could be a possibility. So you might want to look into that a little bit. It's good you take vitamin D, and that can play a role too for skin conditions. Another big piece is zinc. When you get deficient in zinc, we found that over time that you can begin to have skin-related issues. And zinc is a key player for that. And it's a key player for a lot of hormone-related things, but it is a key player for skin as well. And so all the lotions and the creams can help maybe take the edge off. But the root cause of most skin conditions, most of them, comes from the inside out. So it's an inside-out thing. You work on the inside, clean up the gut, usually you'll clear up the skin. And that's first and foremost. That's why a lot of people that have skin conditions like acne or some of the other challenging issues will take things like antibiotics. And that's why a lot of doctors, dermatologists, will give them out, because when you clear up the gut, you begin to clear the skin up. Well, this is very similar. So even if it's fungal-related, you could have that going on in your gut, and it's showing itself on the skin. Many times that is true. There are, if you've got my book, there's a cleanse in there that is called the Super Cleanse. Really, really good. You might want to read over that piece because it helps clean out fungal, yeast, parasites, all that sort of thing within the digestive tract. It's kind of an old home remedy that's been around for a long time through naturopathic protocols and can be really helpful. So you can just follow that. Of course, talk to your doctor about it, make your own decisions, all that kind of good stuff. But it can be very helpful. All right, let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back to tackle more of your questions when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider net. Healthcare providers in your area that can coach you along the way with all this health and lifestyle information that we talk about, nutrition-based, here on the show, many times people have a hard time finding folks that really know how to do that, get down to the brass tacks, come up with ways to kind of go to the next level, understanding blood work from a nutritional analysis and all that sort of thing. Great folks. You can go up to getwellproviders.com, check out the website, and they can get you the help that you need. Benita, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Hello. I'm calling because I want to find out what could be done for my sister to restore her kidney function. She's doing a whole lot better, but she's going through a dialysis. And we're claiming that this is just temporary, and she's stepping down to getting a dialysis at home instead of going through the center. So we're wanting just some advice on what she can eat or do to restore her kidney function. And also, I have another sister. They found a little trace of blood in her urine, and they're thinking it might have been from her bladder. And we just wonder, they got her on cranberry juice and water, but is there something else? And we have been praying. We do believe in the power of prayer. We believe this will, you know, subside, but we just wonder what you might have to advise us on.
Yeah, amen on that. You know, the kidneys, it's a big challenge. And the kidneys are a set of organs that you want to be really, really careful with. There are some natural things that can help. Juniper berries have been known to be really helpful for the kidneys. Also, cayenne pepper. I can tell you that there are stories of people using cayenne pepper to help kind of balance the kidneys out and even help kind of hold off the kidneys from deteriorating over a period of time. So that might be something you want to do some research on and look into. But juniper berries are phenomenal. Now, you can get it in a supplemental form, or you can also just actually buy the juniper berries themselves and eat them, which is a good way to go, too. Obviously, the food or the berries themselves in the most raw state that you can get them and the most whole state you can get them is always a good way to go. So juniper berries, cayenne are two that are really helpful for dealing with the kidneys. But don't change anything. Keep praying like you're doing. I think that's a wise thing to do. You never want to leave that out. But whatever the nephrologists are doing and whatever they have you doing, continue on with that. That's good wisdom. And following exactly what they have, making sure that you're following those protocols is going to be one of the best things you can do for, you know, her overall protection. Because you always want to combine good lifestyle choices. You want to use some things natural, and you want to go that route. It's a smart way to go. Do your research, talk to folks like myself, and then come up with a good decision. And it's definitely a good way to go. But at the end of the day, with the kidneys, you do not want to play around, and you definitely don't want to just back off and go easy. And I was talking to a pastor friend of mine the other day, and he had a guy come to him and say that, and you know, the pastor had talked with the physician already and knew the state the man was in, and he had about 10 to 15% kidney function left, but he said, well, we've been praying and we believe that he's been healed, and so I'm just going to come off the dialysis. And he was dead in a week. And does God still move? He still moves, but he gives us wisdom. And that wisdom we don't want to ever go against when we've been given that. So continue praying because God can do anything, but also, you know, make sure that you use the medical wisdom that is here that your doctors have laid out for you. And I think that's that phrase in itself is good wisdom, and I'm sure that you'll do that. But look into some of the natural options, too, to help. Remember, it's about building and supporting the body. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. If things are breaking down, remember, medicine is a great manager. That's what it does. It will manage what has happened to the body from it breaking down. And then whatever you do from the natural side is about building. It's about building the body back up, giving the body what it needs to build. And once you do that, that's where your kind of your best room for success will really come in. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Samantha in Arkansas writes, because I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. My doctor has me on Armour Thyroid. Do you think that that's a good way to go? I do think it's a good way to go. Armour Thyroid is a great medicine. It is more from the natural side of things and the way that it works in the body. It's a little bit different than levothyroxine, which is, you know, obviously the standard protocol of Synthroid, which is pretty much standard. Most doctors use that. But there's a lot of ways. I mean, if you go back and look at thyroid function, so hypothyroid means it's low in function. And, I mean, tons of people are struggling with this now. There's a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can be causing this. One being iodine. When iodine gets deficient, then the thyroid begins to decrease in function. And we don't have a lot of iodine in our diet anymore. It used to be in salt. It's not really there as much anymore. And it used to be in bread back in the 50s. They took it out and replaced it with bromide. And when they did that, we began to see a ton of hypothyroidism moving on from the 60s to today. And it's almost not become an epidemic, but it's become very prevalent. That's for sure. So your thyroid does some great things in the body. So having it function at a good level is important. It's good for your metabolism, maintaining body weight. It's good for your heart rate and rhythm. It's kind of the regulator of that. It's good for mental clarity. You ever get the brain fog and you have a hard time with that? That's the thyroid. And here's a big key, too. The anterior pituitary gland, which is a little gland in the brain, controls all the other hormones in the body. They call it the master gland. Many times if the master gland, the pituitary gland, is not working that great, then the thyroid is not going to work that well. So something to look into when you're dealing with this. So iodine deficiency, you can do a urine test. Your doctor can run that. You can do what's called an iodine patch test. Put a drop of iodine on your skin. If it dissolves and goes away within 3 hours, you know you're heavily deficient. If it sticks around for 4 to 10 hours, then you know you're pretty much okay. Combine that with a urine test, you'll figure out exactly what it is. And that is a big key to hypothyroidism from the natural side of things.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Health myths. Now, let's talk about them for just a second. You ever hear the old adage, feed a cold? Well, there's no science behind this old adage, says Dr. Jack Gwaltney, MD, who's head of the Division of Epidemiology and Virology at the University of Virginia. He said in the short term, what you eat doesn't matter at all. He says drink lots of fluids, but eat whatever you feel like and whatever your appetite says. He says there is, however, cysteine found in chicken soup or chicken stock that's been proven to relieve mucus buildup and to help relieve a sore throat. So that's why one of the best things to do when you are feeling kind of down or have a cold or whatever is the organic chicken broth. Unbelievable. Chicken stock, chicken broth, heat it up, drink it like a tea, and literally drink that in water all day long. You'll notice a huge difference in the buildup of your immune system. And if you are congested, then it can help relieve a lot of that mucus buildup. The other one is starve a fever, or they used to say starve a virus. Well, he says wrong again. High temperature boosts your metabolism, causing you to burn calories. So if you're weakened, the illness will hang around longer. So try to replace calories any way you can. Ben Ansel, MD, who's director of comprehensive health program at UCLA, said it's even more important to maintain regular fluid intake, as your body's demands may be at least twice what they are in other circumstances. So your fever could be caused by any number of ailments, so monitor it and see a doctor if it gets over 105 degrees or lasts for more than several days. So there you go, 105 degrees. A lot of people freak out at 103. But remember, when your body cranks up a fever, it's killing whatever it is that's invading the body. So it's the body's own natural mechanism to kill bacteria and viruses. So let it do its thing. Support the body when you can. and get foods in. Don't not eat. It's important, even if you don't have an appetite, to be putting the food in so the body has what it needs to make it happen. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You know, a lot of people talk and they email me and they want to know how to lose weight. They always ask, you know, what's the best way to do that? And there's several options. But I'll tell you the biggest one with weight loss is, remember, if you gained, let's say, 30 pounds, you didn't just get there overnight. It's taking time. And time is always, we want the quick fix. We want the quick results. I understand that. But it's taking time to put the weight on. And so if you've dealt with that and you've worked on putting that weight on for a long time, then it's all about coming up with a good, solid game plan, knowing full well that it's going to take some time to undo what's been done. So here's some keys to weight loss. I talk about this a lot, but I'm going to talk about it again because I keep getting emails about it, and I want to make sure you have it. So exercise is number one, okay? It is really, really important. I would say that it's the toughest one. People can change their diet. They can take supplements and cut out certain foods, but people just don't like to exercise. So I want to encourage you to get the body moving, no matter what it is. Use weight training if possible. If not, then at least be doing something 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Conjugated linoleic acid, that's another big one. Big studies on this one. And green tea extract, phenomenal results at reducing belly fat and body fat. The other one, too, is, of course, changing your diet. Now, cutting down on carbohydrates, a lot of people think, I'm just going to no carb it. I'm going to just do proteins, and that's it, cut the carbs out. Well, it can work for a little while, but it's not going to be long term. Your best bet is to make sure that you're eating everything balanced, plenty of proteins, plenty of healthy fats, keep the carbohydrates on the lower end of the glycemic range, just fruits and vegetables for the most part, and you will be in good shape. That's the best way to go. It'll be slower on the front end, but you will have greater success on the back end, and that's what it's all about. All right, those are some keys to weight loss coming up. We're right in the middle, I guess, of swimsuit season and all that, so you always want to make sure that you follow those keys when you're looking to drop those added pounds. No tricks, there's no free lunch, and there's no silver bullet, I can assure you of that. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. And our wellness provider network, we keep seeing emails about it. You want to find a wellness provider in your area that can handle all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, check out getwellproviders.com. We're going to go to Kyle now. Hi, Kyle.
Yes, sir. I'm a competitive. I'm 47. I lived in the Masters 2 class in the NASA. I've had a... I've been a powerlifter all my life, and my spinal column is not as big from congenital as a normal individual. So back in my lower, I've had an MRI yesterday, matter of fact, another one, and it will, I've got a pinching, a narrowing down there called lateral stenosis. Well, you're inflammatory. They got me on Neurontin right now to try to stop the nerve impulses because it's going down to my feet and I get stinging, but I have no back pain at all. I just have the stinging in my feet, and sometimes it's like a saddle, you know, how it goes down both legs. Well, your inflammatory diet, and if I stay on it religiously, consistently, will it take the inflammation of the tendons that are in, my doctor showed me the tendons that all go down through my channel and explain some different things to me, and next week I'm supposed to go get a shot in my spine that's supposed to try to take inflammation down too that's in there now. But what do you suggest I do?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, if you're dealing with some of these spinal issues, the anti-inflammatory diet, yes, it will help tremendously because cutting down inflammation throughout the body, you cut it down in the gut, you're going to cut it out throughout the body. That's number one. That's first and foremost. Really important to know that. So you begin to cut that down, that makes a big difference. The other piece to it is that you want to make sure, I mean, you're already active, you're already exercising on a regular basis. The foods are going to be important, but there's also certain supplements that can help quite a bit, too. White willow bark is really good. Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, supplementation habits. Foundational 4, which is a good whole food multi. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, your vitamin A and your vitamin D, your digestive enzymes, and also probiotics. They all play a big role together, so I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Patty now. Hi, Patty.
How
are you, Dr. Asa?
Living well, darling.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. I'm a 40-year registered nurse, and I work for a chiropractor who's past president of the North Carolina Chiropractic Association.
And that's great.
I'm happy to hear you encourage people to seek the cold laser, which is just an astonishing therapy, and to go for decompression. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was I'm also a breast cancer survivor, and I avoid soy like the plague. So I was happy to hear you caution people with regard to anything that has soy in it. And we have been doing a lot of studies on genetically modified foods, and almost all soybeans are genetically modified, which makes them even worse.
And, it does. It's almost in the same category as corn.
Yes, corn and beets. And, oh, I don't know, it's getting so that you're almost afraid to eat anything. And organic is horribly expensive for people on a fixed income, but it pays off in your health. And I just wanted to thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. It really means a lot, Patty. I appreciate you saying that. Just because, I mean, education is such a big key, and I think the more we know and the more we understand, the better choices we can make. And, you know, I really, really, as a nurse yourself, you've probably seen a lot in the field of medicine and in you know, probably alternative care now as well, and you've seen the results that people can get when they really take charge of their health, and they start making better lifestyle choices and the whole deal. And that's what it's all about. And so if we can get people doing that, it really does matter. And it's the little things. It's, you know, shifting over from, you know, the first phase is you want to shift over from, you know, eating fried foods and processed foods and just get people eating, you know, baked chicken, broccoli, and that sort of thing. But then going to the next level with organic foods, it can be a little bit more expensive. But I tell people it's always easier to spend a little bit more money right now to keep yourself from getting sick, because if you get into a situation where you've got a major diagnosis, you're going to spend, a lot of people think, well, just insurance will cover everything and take care of it. Well, it'll cover a lot. But you're going to spend a lot, not just in money, but in the cost of your health, time with family, and everything else. So it's definitely worth it to anticipate and take care of it on the front end than have to deal with it on the back end. So I'm glad you're kind of out encouraging others and walking with others through that process. I appreciate the encouragement here on the show. Tell people about it so we can reach as many people as possible, especially over there in the Asheville, North Carolina area, which is one of my favorite areas. Love the mountains over there. Love the folks over there. We've got a great radio station with Clear Channel over there, and they just, Brian and all the team would just think the world of them. So thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. There's a new study out, and I'm a big green tea guy. I mean, a ton every day. You should even see how much green tea I drink. But there's almost nothing negative. Only thing negative about green tea, if I had to even say anything, is it can flare up issues with any type of autoimmune disease. So lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, if you've got a thyroid condition, can cause issues with that. But coming out of this break, we're going to talk about how drinking green tea can help lower bad cholesterol levels. New study that's out, pretty interesting. I think you'll find it amazing at what in your cabinet can make a big difference in your cholesterol levels. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country. The 9th annual Alive Expo is May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo, where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th annual Alive Expo, May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Before the break, I was talking about how green tea, a new study is talking about how it can lower bad cholesterol levels. And I'm a big fan of green tea, and it does a lot for the body. I mean, everything from burning body fat to preventing colon cancer. It's got strong antioxidants and what we call polyphenols that can just make a huge difference in your skin. I mean, lowers cortisol levels. There's pretty much not anything from a health perspective that is not good about green tea. So the benefits of green tea are numerous, they say, and various studies have shown that compounds in the green tea can help mitigate conditions like obesity, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, if it's the right one. There's two types with autoimmune, dealing with TH1 and TH2. So you got to be careful with that because it can flare up autoimmune, just to be clear. And cancer. A recent study published in the Journal of American Dietetic Association adds to this body of evidence as it reveals that consuming green tea or green tea supplements regularly can help lower the LDL cholesterol, or the bad cholesterol. It's called the low-density lipoprotein. For their study, Olivia Fung, who's an assistant professor of pharmacy at Western University of Health Sciences in California, and her colleagues analyzed data from 20 clinical trials on green tea that included more than 1,400 adults. They found that participants who consume green tea or green tea supplements every day experienced a 5 to 6 point average drop in LDL cholesterol compared to those taking a placebo. The various trials included the evaluation that lasted anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months, and the benefits of green tea were most apparent to participants that already had high cholesterol prior to joining the study. So the green tea in beverage form was reportedly more effective than green tea in the capsule or supplement form at lowering the cholesterol levels. And that's true. Japanese have been drinking green tea, primary source of liquid, for a long time. You see some of the lowest cancer rates in the world in Japan. Just a little FYI. Okinawa. Ever heard of the Okinawans? They're in the Centurion group. And it's pretty amazing when you go look at the structure behind them as a people and how they live, how they eat. And green tea is, and white tea, actually, too, are big components of their overall diet and their overall plan. Something to check out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. Our wellness provider network. And don't forget our healthcare providers in your area. So if you're looking for a provider, need a coach, need someone to kind of walk with you in this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can check them out. Go to getwellproviders.com. Let's go to Roberta. Hi, Roberta.
I am a 24-year-old first-year law school student. I'm very stressed out, and recently I was diagnosed with an enlarged thyroid gland and at least one thyroid tumor. I'm also very anemic. They just gave me iron infusions. And I'm just curious if there are any dietary modifications I can make. I'm not overweight. I don't have a history of high blood pressure or anything like that. I tend to be very healthy, and in the past semester, all these issues have kind of like come to a heel.
Yeah, I can understand that. I guess one of the big pieces, when you're dealing with an enlarged thyroid, there are certain foods you want to steer clear of, and strawberries is one of them. Believe it or not, there's a component in strawberries that will slow your thyroid down even more. And with an enlarged thyroid, many times it can begin to slow down and function. You typically have a lack of iodine, so you can do a little iodine test. You can do the patch test, which is where you put a drop on your skin to see how well, if the body absorbs it or not. If the body begins to absorb it, then, of course, remember, it's up to 3 hours. And it'll turn kind of a yellow-orange color. If that goes away within 3 hours, then it means you're heavily deficient in iodine. If not, then, you know, you probably will be okay. But iodine deficiency is one of the biggest reasons that you see nodules on the thyroid, goiters form, which is an enlarged thyroid. And it's one of the main issues that we see with people needing medication, because they're deficient for a long period of time. So it's about putting the right stuff back into the body. You begin to put the right nutrients back into the body, and it makes a huge difference overall. So you might want to look into that as well. There's a urinalysis test that your physician can do as well that can give you accurate results about what's going on with iodine and the thyroid. So a couple of things to think about. In that note, though, watch out for the cruciferous vegetables. Of course, that would be your broccoli, your cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those kind of foods can slow down the thyroid and reduce function overall. But one big key, too, we're dealing with nutritional deficiencies typically when you deal with an enlargement of any gland, okay, first and foremost. But also you got the nervous system that can play a role, too. And if there's a deficiency at all in nerve flow or nerve function, which for the thyroid would be around C5, C6, C7, kind of in the lower part of the neck, then it can cause some unwanted issues with decreased functions. That might be an issue. Might want to have someone take a look at that, too, to make sure everything's kind of lined up and where it needs to be and to be functioning at the right level. But, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. And if you got a lot of stress going on, could be the adrenal glands that could be causing it, too, which are your body's stress glands. And also HGH, which is human growth hormone, or the pituitary gland. All of these could be functions of why the thyroid's not working the way it needs to. All right? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out many times. Get well, stay well, and live well. So the key is, are you willing to make the change? The key is, are you willing to go to the next level with your health and with your life? Because if you are, then you'll be amazed at what can happen. And it's all about choices. It's all about the lifestyle choices that you make every single day. And our health really can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And you don't have to be stuck with the genetics that have been handed to you and just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's it. Cancer's coming my way, or heart disease, or high cholesterol, or depression, or bipolar. You don't have to accept that. Body can change. You got to work with it, come up with a game plan, and get with someone that can walk you by the hand. But you can see major changes happen in your health. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.